T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get to the picks right now here. Today's picks are brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for ISAIR, P-TEX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. By Air Italy, round-trip flights for just $4.40 from JFK to Milan. And by Casamigos Tequila, created by George Clooney, Randy Gerber, and Mike Meldman. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. We have reached Championship Sunday in the league where they play. For Peck. All right, long ago, it's been a terrible year for me. I can't salvage it now, so I just give you what I think. And the lines are 3. I told you, if you were wise, rather than lay 3 and 120, you would lay the money line on the favorite if you liked it. So if you were like the Chiefs or the Saints, lay the money line. I mean, I think you're better off than laying 120 and 3. But we'll pick them against the spread, which is 3. We'll pick them both, obviously, against the spreads, because that's what we do here. So, but I would bet the Saints, especially at home, and lay the 3 with the, you know, with the line, because it's just a better value, much better value at this point. It's rare that it's a better value, but this week it's a better value. It just is. Game number 1, the Rams and the Saints. I think neither team is as strong as it was. I think, obviously, for a variety of reasons, guys not here, injuries, big injury for the Saints last week. It's going to hurt them, there's no question. Obviously, the Rams are a little weak at corner. Neither quarterback has been as good since week 13. Their efficiency numbers have gone down. I wonder about Breeze a little bit because he missed those posts last week, which scares me a little bit. They're both going to try and control it. They're both going to try and do the same thing. They're going to try and run it for power. And then they're going to try and make the big play off the play action. That's what they do. The Saints are going to try and get Kamara loose. They're going to try and get Gurley loose. They're going to try and get Woods loose. The bottom line is they're going to try and get Thomas loose. We know what they're going to do. And Ginn, of course, also for the Saints. The difference here is I think it's the Saints' time. I think this is the innocent climb for the Rams. They won the game last week. They had a win. They don't have to win this game this week. They've made their stand this year. They can take it one more step and be ready to win it next year. This is it. This is really, I think, I don't know if Breeze will get back to the doorstep again. He's here now. Sean's won once. Breeze's won once. Things get different when you win twice. It puts you, you start to think in different ways. You're looked at in different ways. A coach is, a quarterback is. It makes a big difference. So it's a very big game for them. There'll be points scored in this game. There's no question there will be. There'll be big plays in this game. I think the Saints win it 34-27, something like that. Give me the Saints minus 3, game number 1. Game number 2, I think this one's closer. I think both teams played really well. I think the matchup between Andy and his offense and his play calling, Belichick and his defense and his game planning and his adjustments is utterly fascinating. I will be thrilled to watch this game unfold. There's so much there to get into. There's so much to think. I love a football game I can think through. I mean, that's my favorite. It's when I get a football game I can think through strategy-wise. This is the kind of game I just want to be left alone. I don't even need the sound on. I just want to watch the plays develop and think about the game. That's what I love, those kind of games where I can kind of think about what I would do and stuff like that. I love those games. I think the Pats are going to play a defense that will try to bottle up Hill, who has given them fits, try to curtail Kelsey, but more Hill than Kelsey this time. And number 2, it'll open things up for Watkins, but their whole central game will be make the Chiefs come the long field and hope they make a mistake by playing a defense that challenges you to run it, begs you to run it. And on the other side of the ball, they are going to, I think, try to control the clock, control possession, and control the game by putting on a big running game. Power, extra linemen, extra tight ends, pound it, pound it, pound it, and pound it some more. The Chiefs can't stop the run. They only can play you out of the run by getting a big lead. They give up over 5 yards a carry on the rush. They gave up more first downs this year than any team in history. The Pats will try to move the chains and pound it. Sonny Michel could get a lot of yardage in this game. He's ready to get a lot of yardage. He could wind up with 200 yards in this game. Pound it, pound it. Now, the only way they can't pound it is if they get behind 10, 14 points. They shouldn't start to chase too early. I don't think Belichick will. Reich started to chase too early last week. He left the running game, which opened up the speed rushes for their game, which is what Kansas City has. Outside, inside. Chris Jones had a great job inside, great year inside. D Ford, Houston, outside. Their pass rushes are built when they get a big lead to chase and get strips and get sacks and get turnovers. The Pats take them out of the game by negating them, make them run right at pass rushes, negate it, power running, power, power. If they walk eight into the box, if they walk the safeties into the box, play action, dump it behind them to Gronkowski and Edelman, let them make big plays, off play action, but pound it with the running game. This game comes down to two things. Is Tariq Hill unstoppable? Which he may be in the big game. I'm not sure you can stop him even by double-teaming him because he's so fast. I'll learn that in this game. And big plays. Big mistakes. The strip sack, the sack fumble. That's what, just like those plays decided the Rams and the Chiefs, it'll decide this game. My heart is with Kansas City. It really is. You know that? And because of that, it doesn't matter my record stinks this year anyway, so I'm just going to pick the Chiefs. I would pick the Pats. You put a gun to my head, I'd pick the Pats +3. I'm going to pick the Chiefs because it doesn't make a difference anyway. I don't care if I go 1-1 or 2-0. It doesn't make a difference to me. I had a bad year anyway. So I'm going to pick the Chiefs and pray they win because I really want them to be in the Super Bowl. I really do. You know that? So, and I'm due to go 2-0 on a week because I haven't had a good year. So that's why I'm going to hope I can push the Chiefs over the top this week. Give me Kansas City in a high-scoring game by 4, KC -3. So I'm going to take both home teams. I really like the Saints. In the other game, you put a gun to my head, I take the Pats. I think it's a toss-up, but I'm going to pick the Chiefs because I really want them to win. And hopefully I can bring them some good luck. So Chiefs -3, Pats -3. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe this weekend with the weather. Stay around and watch some football. We'll see you Sunday morning with the Football Sunday Show at 9 o'clock. We'll see you with a full show on Martin Luther King Day at 3 o'clock. We will be on with a full show at 3 o'clock on Monday, so join us then, even if it's a holiday for you and you're snowed in or iced in somewhere. Sunday at 9, Monday at 3. Have a very nice holiday weekend. Be safe and enjoy the football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.